The fire broke out at noon on September 3, 2007. It destroyed Leonard's Landing's famous waterfront restaurant, 4 guest quarters, a guest walk-in freezer, office, and storage areas. It was the Labor Day weekend, and the lodge was fully booked at the time. Neil Wilson is a director at the lodge. He says the fire did hurt business, but their reputation carried them through.
Luckily, we have a large percentage of returning clients every year. A lot of them are clients that have been with us for 10 to 20 years. And there may have only been one or two groups that did not want to actually come up anyway and stay with us. So we were actually fortunate that we came out as well as we did.
Wilson says they were also fortunate in that the fire occurred during the day when most guests were out fishing. There were no injuries. It's now the start of the new season, and Leonard's Landing is in the thick of rebuilding. Because of the short construction season, they had to wait until just a few weeks ago to begin.
So we're in the middle of placing some new buildings, and we expect to be up and running by about the 9th of July.
Wilson says they're not rebuilding the restaurant for financial reasons. The Landing was one of only two restaurants in town and was popular with locals as well as clients. Instead, they're putting up 3 guest cabins with full kitchens. He says even though the lodge is recovering, the business continues to feel the effects of the fire, although the nation's general economic downturn and the increasing costs of fuel and shipping are also taking their toll.
So it's a little difficult to pinpoint, you know, the degree that each factor had on our business. We're still doing pretty good this year with everything. We'll just have to see where the economy goes and where the energy costs go this year and next year to see what kind of a long-term effect we're going to have.
Wilson says while the fire was devastating, the lodge is looking at some new opportunities. A major seafood processor, Raven's Table Smokery, recently closed down when the owners retired. Raven's Table was the sole processor for Leonard's Landing and other local lodges. Leonard's Landing decided to go into the fish processing business themselves. Along with the general post-fire reconstruction, they're building a processing facility on site and may even offer processing services to the rest of the community. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel.